The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to stay with matters not too far away from Paul Gallagher's Essex store on O'Connell Street, because Sinn Féin are today opposing the government's plans to redevelop the GPO in Dublin city centre. Piers Doherty is Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, and he joins me now, as does Fine Gael TD for Dublin-based South, James Gagan. Piers, let me start with you. What is your issue with the government's plan?
Well, first of all, I come from the point of that this is a historic national monument. It's where the headquarters of the 1916 Rising happened. It's where outside, where they steps in the steps of the GPO, that the Republic was proclaimed. It was from there that the leaders fled to Moore Street, where the surrender happened. It is doesn't just belong to the people of Dublin. It belongs to the entire nation. And the idea that the government would allow it to be transformed, or part of it transformed, into retail and commercial office space is simply not acceptable. We shouldn't have a vision of a Starbucks or, you know, a private company in there with office blocks, with offices in the GPO. What it needs to be is the centre of a wider cultural quarter, taken into account the 1916 battlefield, something that has been put forward by many of the family members, the relatives of those who led the Rising in 1916, and their vision for the entire Moore Street and the battlefield. But the fact that the government aren't supporting that, the fact that the government, for example, deleted a part of our motion that's before the Dáil tonight, saying that the part that they deleted was that no part of the GPO should be made available to private, commercial, for-profit entities. And the fact that they deleted it shows very clearly that that is exactly what they want. So are we to have a Supermax or maybe a McDonald's or a Starbucks in the GPO? I think that's an affront to our history. And there is no country in the world which would allow such a sacred national monument to be, in my view, disrespected in that way. And it shows just the government's attention to the issues of 1916, and we've many broken promises that I can refer to later on in terms of the deliverance of national monuments that we were supposed to have, particularly the museum that was supposed to open for the centenary of 1916, and still 9 years on, we're still waiting for it even to materialise.
Well, let me put that point to James Gagan. You somehow besmirch the legacy of the GPO if you involve commerciality and retail in it, James Gagan.
Well, thanks for having me on. I mean, the only affront to history is the trivialisation of this incredibly important building by Sinn Féin through the use of a straw man argument, putting forward an idea that nobody has proposed to get the other side to deny it. There is nobody in government proposing for a fast food joint. And this is part of a wider narrative that Sinn Féin deploy, where they seek to lay claim to a republic that they didn't recognise for decades. What the government proposed very clearly was an investment in the renewal of the GPO. And what a lot of your listeners may not be familiar, some might be familiar with, is that there were over 900 people working in the GPO up until relatively recently, essentially as the General Post Office for Unpost. They moved out and the building has been relatively vacant since. What it has at the moment is a retail postal offering, which should remain, in my strong view. It has a modest museum, which we should be much more ambitious about, to reflect the history of what I would consider to be, and what the government considers to be, the most important building in the state. And what a point I would agree with what Piers said, the GPO is not just for Dubliners. The GPO reflects our state. It reflects the absolute heroism of the most ordinary people.
But sir, are you then saying you're also against retail?
What we are saying is that the GPO needs major redevelopment and investment, and that is what has been committed to. And at the heart of that...
But does that include office space and retail?
I'll answer that question. At the heart of that is the cultural use of the building.
Okay, does that include office space and retail?
Right now, there are... And Pierce maybe doesn't even know...
James, it's a relatively easy question. Does it include office space and retail?
Just let me answer the question.
It's a yes or no, yes or no.
But it currently includes retail, private retail.
In your redevelopment, do you think it should include office space and retail?
What I think it should be is publicly owned, used by the state.
Should it include office space and retail?
Personally, I think the most important element of office space, yes, for Unpost. That's what I think it should be there for.
General office space and retail for commercial ventures.
Not for commercial ventures. There's nobody proposing that the GPO would be used for commercial ventures. I mean, there's a coffee shop in the GPO? Is that a commercial venture? What we're talking about here is building a monument, a major destination visit that would not just, I suppose, for the history buffs that come to our city and do the walking tours outside the GPO. Personally, if I go in that building, I'm overawed by what that building means. But we could do so much more to tell the story of the GPO, tell the story of the history of our state. And that's what
Okay, James Kagan, we have the point. If you're against, Piers Doherty, the notion of retail in the GPO, would you move out the retail that is currently there?
First of all, the retail that James is talking about is retail off the side of it that's facing onto Henry Street, and that's not what we're being talked about. The proposal that came before, and there was a number of groups in terms
But sorry, would you move out that retail because that's within the building?
No, that I'm talking about the core of the GPO.
The GPO arcade, would you move the retail out of that?
In terms of the development. I'm not talking about what is there at the minute, but what I do believe is this, that in terms of the reports that were done, the task force and all the rest, none of them proposed mixed use for retail. None whatsoever. None of them proposed commercial office space either. It was, you know, James talks about straw men. The only straw man argument that was put forward was actually the Taoiseach. He suggested, which isn't in any report, that this should be mixed use for commercial office space available plus retail. And that is the issue.
But just to understand, Piers, you're not against the existing retail that is within the curtilage of the building.
The retail in relation to the part that is facing onto Henry Street is already there. That is not the part of the redevelopment that we're talking about. There's a large part in terms of the GPO, but what we do agree...
And the GPO arcade?
And it goes further than that there. Just let me be clear, because I want to see not only the GPO preserved, I want to see the whole battlefield site.
But are you against there being retail? Because when the building was designed, it was designed to have mixed retail in it. So I'm asking, are you against that being there now?
I want to see a cultural quarter which doesn't just encompass the GPO, but actually Moore Street, which were the plans...
But give us an answer to the question, Piers Doherty. Do you want the retail that's there now moved out of it?
I've made it clear that I'm not arguing in relation to the retail that is there at this point in time. What I am saying is that in terms of the GPO and the vacant premises that is there, what is on the table is the redevelopment of it into a mixed office and retail.
But that's kind of paradoxical, isn't it, to say that it's okay to have retail in one section of the building, but we can't have it in another?
First of all, the GPO is a large, large quarter, right? And what we're talking about is in the core area where the volunteers were, and what we have here in terms of a plan from government is to allow for mixed retail.
The GPO arcade is where the volunteers were.
That didn't come from any report, that didn't come from any task force, and now the Taoiseach is saying that that should be allowed. Now, if James Gagan is saying that that's a straw man argument, then agree with our amendment, which is that it should not be available for private, for profit.
But sorry, can you just answer the issue of the paradox? We have a situation where the building, as originally designed 100 years ago, included mixed retail exactly where the volunteers had been. Why is that okay if it's not okay in the rest of the building or vice versa?
Well, what I am saying is that the entire battlefield area should be looked at as a cultural quarter. We have the Moore Street Preservation Trust that has put forward very detailed proposals in relation to the GPO and in relation to the entire battlefield in terms of Moore Street itself, which at the current
is actually to be knocked down
and parts of it and turned into a shopping centre. That is, in my view, is a complete affront in relation to...
But you want what's there now as designed in the 20s out?
What I want is an entire reimagination in relation to the GPO, looking at the opportunity that is before us, having a major cultural historic quarter, proud of our tradition, being proud of our past, and remembering the sacrifices of the men and women during...
Let me bring in James Gagan on that. What
and
about that? That we actually say we
commercial...
We have that point, Piers Doherty. You clear out all the retail. You clear out the GPO arcade. You clear out everything on Henry Street. You create an entirely new cultural quarter. Why not?
Well, I don't know if that's actually what Piers said. I'm not sure if Piers is in any way actually clear what he wants the complex to be. What he wants to say is, that part of the building should do this. And sure, don't mind all that stuff where there's retail components already there. I mean, it would have helped Sinn Féin if they'd actually read what the government announced that they were going to do before they issued the press releases and started doing all this trumped up nonsense. When you read the press release, what does it say? Reimagined retail components along Henry Street and in the GPO arcade. You asked him several times there, what would you do with the retail in the Henry Street and the GPO arcade? And he simply refused to answer.
But you've just said you would shouldn't have commercial activity in it either.
Well, no, what I said was it exists already in the present.
You said there were people
time.
There working for on post, and that you wouldn't have raw commercial entities within the GPO.
Yeah, well, what I actually said was that there's a coffee shop already there. So how far are you bringing this argument? What we're talking about.
So are you okay then with commercial offices and retail? You think that's okay?
What I am okay with is what the government proposed, which is to reimagine the retail components along Henry Street. But that's not the focus.
What does reimagine retail components mean?
If you know those retail components that exist
A shop?
Yes, a shop, yes.
Okay, how do you reimagine a shop?
Yes, in terms of what their use is for. If you change the centre of what the building is, right now, there's very little...
But hang on, how do you reimagine a shop?
By having different tenancies within those shops.
So you dump the current tenants and get nicer ones, what you're saying?
Well, it's not as simple as that. Can I just be very clear here? What the government have announced is to... invest. For the first time in decades, we announced a plan about the investment in the city centre to get people back into the city. There were 900 people walking in and out of this building for
decades.
But
hang on, reimagining shops. If you're going to reimagine a shop, what you're actually saying is you'll take all the tenants on Henry Street and find ones you like better. Paddy Wagon is out, you're going to get somebody else.
No, what your listeners will perfectly recognise is that what we're talking about is a redevelopment of the overall use of the building. And if you change what is currently taking place in that building, it necessarily follows that what is around the complex may also change as part of it, that we're not just in a silo approach.
You gentrify it and get nicer shops.
It's nothing to do with gentrifying. It's actually the opposite. What we're trying to do is to bring to the broadest number of people who visit our city, be they from Ireland, be they be Dubliners, be they foreign tourists, that when they come to Dublin, it's not just the Guinness Storehouse, which is an incredibly important site, I'm not trying to belittle it, which is the most visited destination for any tourist who comes here, that they have a history experience in the GPO that reflects the heroism that took place on that fateful day from the most ordinary people in our city that I think a lot of us, it's hard to even understand or recognise.
How does that impact on what shop rents space on Henry Street?
Because if you redevelop a whole building, it necessarily follows that it may be that the current retail offering that exists in that side of the complex may not be suitable or appropriate for a majorly invested cultural offering like a museum that would exist in a newly transformed GPO. But ultimately, what the government have made absolutely...
Hang on a minute. Sorry, James Gagan. Maybe I'm missing something. You're saying that if it becomes a museum, what? It gives off an aura that changes the tenants who buy the retail or who rent retail space?
In every development that takes place in any part of a city or in any part of a building, it often leads, particularly if it's the anchor building like what we want the GPO to be, it often leads to other types of retail components developing alongside it. But like the focus of this is about the GPO building and ensuring that the iconic nature that it holds in our state and in the foundation of our state is reflected in the most maximalist way possible through promoting its cultural use. But I will fully acknowledge, at the same time, ensuring that we have people coming onto O'Connell Street in order to match the investments that are taking place in the Parnell Cultural Quarter in terms of the site development that is taking place.
Let me go back to Piers Doherty on one aspect of this, James
Gagan. And that we start
to
rebuild and rejuvenate the part of our city that has been suffering for so long.
Why is it impossible to have a commercial interest involved in a site like the GPO and have it not function as a relevant, significant historical building? I would have thought if you looked at the House of Lords, if you looked at the Round Room, there is evidence for buildings to do quite well while having commercial interests involved.
First of all, let's remember what's on the table here, and let's remember what the government are talking about doing. They're talking about bringing a plan in relation to the GPO, and POST has gone, large numbers of office space, large space that is now vacant. And what they're talking about is office space that is not just about state bodies. They're opening that, the possibility here that we could have maybe a vulture fund having their headquarters in the GPO. We might have other entities.
That's just clearly not true.
If the
moderator is not going to correct you, I'm entitled to do it. Factually, what you're saying is not true. The government statement is crystal clear. High quality office element on the upper floors to provide critical accommodation to meet ongoing and additional government requirements, not private vulture funds, just like your abracababras, your absolute nonsense that you're spewing in order to create this manufactured debate.
Piers Doherty, do you want to come back in?
First of all, it goes on then to say that a detailed proposal for future use of the GPO will be developed by the Office of Public Works. So James isn't fully being truthful to the listeners there
Office
in terms of
public work.
What
manage public building.
This is the second time that you've said this, right? This is the that you've interrupted me. So this is a point. If you're opposed to the likes of a vulture fund or a major bank or whoever it is having an office space for profit in the GPO, then let's just keep our amendment in. Don't delete our amendment. Don't delete that text. If you do not want a Starbucks in where the GPO is at the minute, walk through the GPO where the post office was and all the rest and see maybe a Starbucks up in the corner, then let's put that into the amendment. But what you have done is you have taken that out of the amendment, because the reality is Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have overseen the destruction of our history here. This is in the centre, in the very heart of our capital city. We have not only the...
Now, Piers Doherty, sorry, this all started a while ago when I was asking you, why is it inimical to a public building being continued to be of use to the public to have a commercial interest? There is evidence that that can work quite nicely with other public buildings.
Of course, commercial interest can work in public buildings, but that's not what we're talking about here. This isn't just a public building. This isn't, the Mansion House or, a library. This is...
Hang on, the Mansion House is the site of the First Dáil. That's significant.
I understand.
You want to commercialise the Mansion House? What a bizarre comparison.
The Mansion House is currently commercial.
Let me finish with respect.
It's a conference venue in the rental.
Sorry, I lived in the Mansion House. It's not a commercial venture.
It doesn't make any money from conferencing.
What? The Mansion House?
The Round Room in the Mansion.
You didn't say the Round... You said the Mansion House.
I just said the Round Room in the Mansion House, and it's part of the Mansion House.
The Round Room is a conference centre. It's not part of the Mansion House. The Mansion House is the building.
It is called the Round Room at the Mansion House, and as I said, was the site of the First Dáil.
Yeah, the Round Room is a separate...
Piers Doherty, if you want to finish your point?
Yeah, I want to make the point. It's not just like any other national public building. This is where James Connolly was on a stretcher. This is where Páig Pearce read out the proclamation of the Irish Republic. They would, and I think it's wrong for anybody to speak of heroes of the past, but I do not believe that James Connolly, if he was alive today, would be standing up and saying, yes, let's bring in for-profit enterprises into the GPO. There is an opportunity for us here to have a national monument. Okay. America wouldn't allow this to happen. France wouldn't allow this to happen. Indeed, Britain wouldn't allow this to happen. But what we have in this government is, unfortunately, a government that doesn't recognise our history. That's why
we've never
developed a museum in 1916 that they promised.
All right, Piers, that point has been well made. Piers Doherty, thank you. That's where we're going to leave it. Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson and TD for Donegal, and James Gagan, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bayside. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.